It's time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head football coach Kurt Cloud. Copan Wesleyan Christian falling to Yale last week, 38-12. They've got a game against DePue. And, Coach, I know you got a few more people back. I know kind of a slow start from what I heard, but from the second quarter on, kind of sounds like it was a ball game.
Yeah, we played better in the second quarter. Yes, got a bunch of older kids who are big and good athletes, and their first team is definitely one of the best in Class B. So we had a rough time with them, but he got his younger kids from playing time, and it was good for us.
And now going forward, I know you kind of got those first two out of the way. Those were the toughest two, and as far as your playoff hopes and everything else, they're kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty, starting with Thursday's ball game against DePue, and obviously in a six-team district, can't really count yourself out until you get to the last couple, but although DePue 2-4, I know still a pretty good football team, but you'll have an opportunity as you get healthier and maybe had kind of a strong end to last game to kind of maybe get a little bit of momentum going into these big ball games next couple 3 weeks.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It'll be a chance for us. If he's got some pretty good football players, they're not anything like they've been in the last couple of years, but they have a couple of pretty good football players. They're running shallow one numbers too. I think they're 13, 14, 15 kids compared to the last few years they've had 25 to 30 kids. So I think we have a chance. We've got a couple of kids that are coming off injury that are going to start practice this week and maybe get back to playing by Thursday. That's Austin Cobb's situation has gotten a little bit better, and he's going to give it a shot practice this week, and same with Hudson Sparks.
Talking with Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud, Copan Wesleyan Christian falling this last week to Yale, 38-12. Coach, you mentioned Austin Cobb getting back to practicing. Specifically, what does he kind of give you if he can get back into the lineup on Thursday?
Well, he gives us a little bit of, first of all, he can run the ball from quarterback, and then we have a lot more success throwing the ball when he's in the game. So we have kind of that dual threat going. And so we're looking forward to seeing him back in the lineup, although it's going to be a slow. What he has is something that's really slow to get over. So he's going to start practicing to see how that gets back to him. But basically, he's been out for about 3 weeks.
Talking with Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud, and obviously, Coach, a little bit snake bit by injuries, and I kind of touched on this in an earlier question, but it does appear that things are kind of coming to a head. You're getting guys healthy at the right time of the schedule for you to be able to be successful. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. This is certainly 3 games in a row that we can actually compete with, and we're not running against teams that have 15, 16 seniors and great athletes. We're running against teams that are more who are similar to us and numbers-wise. And I think if we can get healthy, and that we can certainly be competitive in these last 3 games and give ourselves a chance to make the playoffs.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud lost to Yale last week. Copan Wesleyan Christian playing a Thursday night game along with everyone else as they're going to be taking on DePue on the road. Coach Cloud, appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.